We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shrine. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Rates.
Hello. I hope you won't hold it against me when I tell you that the cast of My Music is unchanged. That means that John Amis and Frank Muir are drawn up on my left in friendly rivalry with, on my right, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. My job is to ask questions, theirs but to answer. Like, for instance, John Amis, what begins like this? Rather romantically, I always think, in view of its title, like this.
And in between comes just about the 15 minutes worth of most difficult classical music that a string player could possibly play in.
Yes.
It's Die große Fuge.
Yes.
Originally intended as the end of a quartet in B-flat by Ludwig van. I once sat between the two wives of a string quartet that was playing it. Yeah. And in the most difficult passage of all, they got terribly out. And one wife sat there with a smile on her face, obviously oblivious, and the other one gripping her seat in terror.
Now, which marriage lasted?
Ah, what a very deep point, yes. Yes, from the Große Fuge from the quartet in B-flat, opus 133 of Beethoven. John, I don't know if you know, but Stravinsky described the Große Fuge as pure interval music. Extraordinary remark.
You mean music for the interval?
Yes. Well, he said pure interval music.
No, I meant, did you mean if it was for the intermission?
Well, it sounds like
no,
doesn't it?
No, well, the thing is, you probably know this, but it is very strictly composed. All the harmonies and everything is derived from the actual tunes.
Musical intervals.
So in that sense, it is pure interval music. And you know, Stravinsky also said to pupils, he said, treat intervals carefully as if they were dollars.
And he rather liked dollars, didn't he? Stravinsky, so one hears.
Like the clef thing.
Yes. Frank. Frank, would you like sex or violence in your question? What do you think?
Well, as I'm not at home, both.
Yeah, we're right. Yes. Both it shall be. Sex, because this is sung by a woman, and violence, because, well, listen.
You will bash and thrash him.
I will smash and mash him.
You'll give him trouble.
He will be rubble.
A mighty whack.
His skull will crack.
Mon Dieu.
Who, Frank, and where?
Salad days.
Splendid thought. It's a bit gentle for salad days. Any ideas? Did you recognise the lady?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
Or the show, the title, nothing at all?
Nothing whatsoever.
Well then, why don't we play you how it goes on and then see how you get
right.
On.
You may take me to the fair if you do all the things you promise. In fact, my heart will break should you not take me to the fair.
In Camelot.
Yes. And the singer?
The
singer? Any idea?
Well, she's Queen. Purporting to be Queen Guinevere.
Guinevere, yes.
I don't know who the singer is.
She is Vanessa Redgrave. But,
really?
Yes, you have the mark from the...
Mon Dieu.
From that particular recorded version, and you have the mark for Camelot and Queen Guinevere, anyway. Ian, who stands idly by while this music is being played?
those people who were unfortunate enough to arrive late for the concert and who have been kept in the foyer until the end of the movement or some suitable interval.
Yes, end of the movement would do. Yes, that's right. It's a most ingenious answer which commands a mark, I think, don't you, audience? I think so. Yeah. What are the orchestra playing at the time, do you know?
Well, if you mean that somebody is standing idly by in the course of the concert, then presumably it is a soloist.
Yes. Yes.
And as you have given me a great hint, it is presumably a violin concerto, and it is the violinist waiting until the moment comes when the conductor nods in his direction.
That's right. I was fiddling away in mime, wasn't I? Yes, he's the soloist in Beethoven's violin concerto.
Yes.
That's what
I was going to, as you had started with Beethoven for John, I was going to hazard a guess that it might be Beethoven.
Yes. Dennis, a listener in Northwood, Middlesex, named Harold Rabson, recalls that that tune, which we just heard, was used as a school song in an American film when they sang, I will try to sing it for you, as we make life's journey, as the years roll by, we will always remember dear old Centerville High. Do you know which film that was in, Dennis, or... Well, I've got a question failing there.
Just play me the bit of tune that you said was taken from this.
I'll play it on the piano.
There's a touch of Buckle Down Windsocky there, but is it?
That was, curious enough, that was the other question I was going to ask you. No, it's another college, actually. I was going to say, or failing that, can you tell us where Windsocky College can be found?
Well, that sounded like Wind...
No, that Buckle was... I'll play it again on the piano.
I thought your other bit had a touch.
Buckle Down Windsocky in the show, please.
It came from a show called Best Foot Forward.
That's right. By Martin and Blaine, 1940.
Yeah, that was it was the original Broadway production had June Allison in. Mm. And I merely mentioned that because somebody told me a story about June Allison recently. A certain small percentage of people know June Allison, the film star. Well, she was in the MGM wardrobe department once when Esther Williams was being fitted for one of her swimming costumes. Now, Esther Williams was wearing this sort of gold lame figure-hugging one-piece swimming costume, and June Allison said, "Gee, I wish they'd let me wear things like that." And Esther Williams said, "No way, honey, they don't make them with Peter Pan collars."
Put down. Now for the Entente Cordiale, that special relationship between England and France. Frank, Peter Ustinov, do you recall, once characterized the Entente Cordiale as being based on a long history of mutual jealousy and mistrust. French music, then. John, in July 1979, one of Les Six died. Which one was it? Age 91 at the time. Run through the Les Six for us.
Well, Mio has been dead a long time. Poulenc died in 1963. Mm. It could have been Taillefer.
No.
Or it could have been Louis Dury.
It was Dury, yes. And who are the other two you haven't mentioned? Georges somebody?
Georges Auric. Yeah,
and the Swiss one.
Honegger.
Honegger, that's right. So the Dury was the one I meant, with Poulenc, Honegger, Mio, Auric, and Taillefer.
God, that's a bonus mark question.
Yes, perhaps it is.
Yes.
Perhaps it is.
And so is mine.
Yes, right. Frank, a man who knew France well but ended up in America once said, "The only way to escape Hollywood is to live in it." Who said that?
Some tax exile.
Well, conceivably, he liked dollars.
Well, it was some years ago, wasn't it?
Weren't you here a minute or two ago?
Chevalier?
No, it was Stravinsky who said the only way to escape Hollywood is to live in it, and indeed he did. I'm afraid
that. What has that got to do with the Entente Cordiale?
Because he spent a lot of time in France.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Anyway, we're back now.
Yes.
We're back to France now. Ian, your turn. Order. Right. Ian, who were the members of the French group of composers known as Les Six? I'll settle for three of them.
Well, can manage one or two, I think.
Yep.
Despite the fact that they've all been mentioned. Well, Honegger was
yes,
one.
Yes, that's right.
Honegger.
It's like the first one you think of, like Lust for the Seven Deadly
yes.
Sins. That's right.
Poulenc.
Yes, thank you. Merci.
Mio.
Yes, Mio.
Porthos.
Alric.
And Aramis. Yes.
And Doc.
Dozy.
Yes.
Like George Alric, but wasn't.
Yes, Alric was that. Mm-hmm. We've got also Dury and Taillefer. Yes. Dennis, one of Les Six, and your question is which composed this film theme?
I'll go for George Alric because he did Wages of Fear.
Yes, George Alric.
Alric. Yes, I remember it more easily.
The film was?
Well, that was Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge, yes. He also did scores for Passport to Pimlico, Lavender Hill Mob, and that lovely Cocteau film, La Belle et la Bête.
Yeah, I think he did Dead of Night as well, that marvellous score.
Yes, around about that time, yes. You have the mark anyway. Eight favourite old waltzes constitute this week's piano medley, where you have your pens, ink and paper. As usual, the first four titles are for John and Frank to recall, the second four titles for Ian and Dennis. Here's my medley. Thank you. Right, four titles from John and Frank, the first tune.
John has feet of clay. He's got a blank sheet with the wrong title on the top. We'll try it. Right.
There was a reference right at the beginning to Transatlantic Lullaby.
No, that's
then
not
you went into something else.
Right, let us get this quite straight.
Was it the grosser fool?
Transatlantic Lullaby.
Coast to coast and shore to shore.
No. Did you know that first song, Frank?
Glamorous Night.
No, that was the second one, actually.
I thought you were working up to... Yes, I know it terribly well. Yes, I didn't know the title.
No, it's Lover.
Lover.
So, Lover. Yes, yes. So you've got Glamorous Night. That's half a mark. The next tune... The White Dove by Franz Lehár.
The White Dove?
Yes.
Little Countessin.
Yes. Then came I Don't Care What Becomes of
You. Yippee-ki-yay, I-A.
That's right. Yes, that's right. You've got two out of four tunes.
I'm
right.
In love with...
Over. Oh, God. No, you missed one, you see. So it's over to the other side for Dennis, Ian, the first lovely. One.
I mean, you've got the next one. Two.
It was Lovely Lady.
Lovely Lady, I'm falling madly in love with you. Yes.
And the band played
band
on.
Played band on. Played that's on. The right title, yes. Yeah. Not Casey Wood Waltz with the Strawberry Blonde.
And those splendid two ladies who were cruising down the river.
The river, yes.
Which went very neatly into... Let's All Sing Like the Birdies.
Flattery will get you 4-1, 2 full marks. Let's All Sing Like the Birdies sing 4 out of 4, therefore you get 2 marks to the other side's 1.
Are they easier to do when they're all in the same temper? Or easier to
well,
do than
yes.
Switch?
Yes, they are, frankly. They're not so fraught in performance. Yeah. I'm about to involve myself in a lot of correspondence, and much of it with people who don't enclose a stamped addressed envelope. No matter, I will press on. The fact is that I think this is one of the loveliest of all Bach's melodies, though it's relatively little known. John, you first, please. What does it come from?
Oh,
so on.
Couldn't catch the words.
Well, yes, it's Schlummerdein, but it's not the title of the piece. Do you know what it is? It's one of a number of works.
Well, it's probably one of the Bach cantatas.
Yes. Do you know which one?
Is it a solo cantata?
Yes.
But it
narrows it down to a...
He narrows it down to about 47.
I'll tell you, it's the third section of Ich habe genug, the cantata
81
number.
Or 82,
82. Very good. You got the number. You got the mark. Yes.
That's a baritone.
Well, we're coming to that. In the opening section, meanwhile, Frank, in the opening section of that cantata, there's a lovely sinuous solo part for which instrument? Music. What instrument?
It's a lovely instrument, too.
Yes, it is.
Except when you practice it, it makes your lips go funny. It's a wind instrument, and it's a reed instrument, and I think...
Double reed instrument.
Yes, most of these answers come out as cor anglais, but this is the oboe, I think.
Yes, that's right. It's the oboe, played by Manfred Clement, or Clément, however he pronounces his name. Yes, it was the oboe. With a very amore sound to it, wasn't it? Ian, here's that lovely theme again, the original one, the one I played John, but this time adapted by Bach himself, as John suggested, for a man's voice. Who is the man we hear?
I think that is doubtless the only man who ever made it necessary for me to change in a corridor of the Royal Festival Hall into my evening clothes rather than in the dressing room. This is in the days before they enlarged the dressing room part of the Festival Hall and made a great many dressing rooms, and there was one main artist room. This was very shortly after it was built. And we were doing an opera concert performance by Arlecchino called Dr. Faustus. And the gentleman singing there, Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, came over to sing a principal part in this. And when I arrived in the evening with my little case, with my things in, there was a huge man, not Mr. Dieskau, standing outside the main artist room and said, "Nobody come in here." And Mr. Dieskau had taken this room over entirely for himself. And I was perhaps rather meeker in those days than I might have been now. And I just said, "Oh, well, I see." Well, and I just sort of, there was a bench in the corridor, and I just laid out my clothes and just changed in the corridor when nobody was passing by.
Very nice of you.
And a little later on, Richard Lewis arrived, who was not quite so ready to give in to this, and there was a great row, and Mr. Dieskau was moved into the little room that was for the leader of the orchestra, and the poor leader of the orchestra had to go and join the rest of the boys in the band room, and the rest of us were in that artist room, but I always remembered that.
Yes, it was Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, you're right, the man we'd all rather say than spell. Bach wrote it first for soprano, then for contralto, and finally for bass.
He sang jolly voice, well that night,
didn't
too.
He? Yes. Dennis, one more hearing of this tune, this time played on certain instruments. Dennis, without any ostensible help from Ian, which instruments were you hearing there? Can you give us a few, for instances?
I thought they were, sounded to me, like they were all strings.
Pretty well, they were the only audible ones, certainly. Well, so, have a stab.
What string? The violin?
Yes.
Viola?
Yes.
Cello?
Yes.
Ich habe genug, you said it was called. Ich also habe
you've given, genug. You've given I'm me genug, enough, have you? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, basses. Also somewhere there was, I think, bassoon, oboe and organ, but not particularly
Isn't
audible.
That one of Donald's songs, Ich habe genug, mein habe genug.
Dear listeners, please note that music comes from Cantata No. 82 by Bach. Thank you for the letters you're not going to write. Right, no more scoring. We come now to the party pieces. This week, all four songs concern an unusual subject for us, girls. John's song is Don Jose's love song to Carmen, known popularly as the flower song in D-flat. Right, John?
La fleur que tu m'avais jetée dans ma prison m'était restée flétrie et sèche cette fleur gardée toujours sa douce odeur et pendant
could have been another Edith Piaf.
Frank's song, on the other hand, is about Peg of my heart.
Can we start a bit low?
Yes.
Peg of my heart, I love you, don't let us part. I love you, I always knew it would be you. Since I heard your lilting laughter, it's your Irish heart I'm after, Peg of my heart. Your glances make my heart ask, how's chances? Come be my own, come make your home in my heart.
I thought that was Russian for wrong.
Yes. Chamon. Yeah. The girl that Dennis sings about is rather more exotic, or as I've typed here, exitok. Notice that. Exitok. She's Madame Lazonga. She gives lessons. And we all know about exotic ladies who give lessons, don't we? Yeah, private
Southern
tuition.
Area Latin champion.
Yes,
right.
Your key.
Six lessons from Madame Lazonga. You do the rumba and then you la conga. Six lessons in Madame's cabana. And you will imagine you're down in Havana. Her four Latin daughters will teach you to stop. While finding the rhythm, you may lose your heart. Sex lessons from Madame Lazonga. And you'll discover what dancing can be. And say, by the way, if you're sure it's okay, if Madame likes you, the lessons are free.
That's the longest song I've ever got out of you.
I know. Every single note.
A gem.
A bit shaky on arithmetic.
That's right. There was a bar of 3-4 in the middle there, folks. Yes. Ian, your girl is Polly, one who lived at Paddington Green.
I'm a broken-hearted milkman, in grief I'm arrayed, through keeping off the company of a young serving maid, who are living on board wages, the house to keep clean, in a gentleman's family near Paddington Green. She was as beautiful as a butterfly and as proud as a queen, was pretty little Polly Perkins of Paddington Green. In 6 months she married that hard-hearted girl, and it was not a Viscount, and it was not a Earl, it was not a Baronite, but a shade all to us, 'twas a bow-legged conductor of a tuppenny bus. She was as beautiful as a butterfly and as proud as a queen, was pretty little Polly Perkins of Paddington Green.
And there we have to... Oh, Dennis, yes.
Bow to Steve after you... I noticed that Ian always bows to Steve after...
Yes, he does. Yes, a little courtesy. All right, right. Carry on. Wrap up the show, Steve, and tell them that we have to end My Music There for this week. A victory, and why not, for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden.
Thank you.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.